Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
We just got back from the Best Buy.
And that's right.
Back from the Best Buy, I mean...
We left the Best Buy, now we're driving home.
Now we're in your car going back home.
Yeah.
We bought iPhone battery charge extender things.
Uh-huh.
We bought a couple different things. I got a little Kensington dealy that jacks into the bottom of mine.
And I got an in-case one that wraps around the whole thing because it's like a case and a battery at the same time.
You've already got an iPhone case. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to use both.
No, I'm going to use both. Don't worry.
Or both.
I can't use both?
No. I don't think you can use both.
Well, if I can use both, that'll be fun.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't know. I have an iPhone case because I got one for free with a magazine subscription. Like, I should put this stupid thing on.
You also fucked up and got some combos.
I bought a bag of combos at the Best Buy.
I'm going to have a combo right now.
They're pretzel and cheese because they didn't have ones with peanut butter, which is what I prefer. How you liking those combos, bro? Look on your face says they're delicious.
I don't like combos.
Yeah, they're bad. I got a big bag.
Is that like the only bag the combos come? Or do they come in like bigger bags than
that? I don't know.
You don't know good.
All I know is this bag is big for combos.
But the reasoning behind these purchases, Jeff, is that next week is E3.
It is, yeah. We needed combos for E3.
I was actually talking about the iPhone battery things.
Yeah, remember last year when we were, like, tragically charging our phones like crank fiends? Like, we need to find an outlet to plug in the phone, and then...
Well, that was also... we had just, literally,
yeah,
just gotten our iPhones because they had just come out, like, days before, like, a day before.
Yeah.
Like, the day before we drove down for E3.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
So we didn't really, like, understand what our iPhones needed and what they... capable of. A year later, I think we have a better understanding of the technology.
Hence why we bought things to extend the battery life.
Right. But I also think it'll help just knowing what we're getting into in the first place, that we're not just going to be, I don't know, being irresponsible with our battery
charges.
Well,
yeah, I guess we were pretty irresponsible with it because, I mean, I was using the GPS the whole ride down.
Yeah, we're just like, look at the I can see myself on the roads!
We're moving! See?
Like, the novelty has worn off, and now it's just the functionality.
Yeah.
But,
which means we'll use the GPS when we need it to get to press conferences and stuff.
Right. But, we're going to be doing a lot of iPhone-y stuff during the show. We'll be Twittering, Jeff.
Twittering.
We'll Twitter on the Giant Bomb Twitter account. @GiantBomb is the name for that. You can subscribe to that, and we'll be providing updates throughout the show to that address.
We will. Thanks for telling me.
And we'll also be microcasting like this, except maybe talking about games.
Maybe. No guarantees.
No, but we'll also be, we'll be microcasting on our ride down the Sunday prior to the show. There will be shenanigans.
Things will happen. Dumb things.
Video game related things sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some podcast guests lined up for one of the nights.
Yeah, for a couple of nights.
A couple of nights, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We absolutely do.
I don't know everything that's going on.
We've got no schedule for necessarily all of them, but we have guests.
Yeah.
People are going to show up. There will be special guests. Expected special guests and unexpected special guests.
All the guests are special.
Yeah, they're all special, but, you know, there's the expectation.
They're extra special.
Well, whether you're going to expect them to show up.
Right.
We had our big E3 meeting today.
Yeah. I know where we're going to go and when.
Yeah. I now know, like, what all our schedules are and who's got what appointments and what we're seeing overall. And when you put it all out on, like, a calendar like that.
Yeah.
Like, E3 seems really short.
Yes, it does. It's like, wow, we're really going to, okay.
We're just going to blow through this, huh?
Yeah, it's not really that bad. You know, it's just all the run-up to it.
Well, I mean, in the heat of the moment, it will be exhausting and terrible and everything that E3 is supposed to be.
Terrible is maybe a strong word. I enjoy the endurance run nature of it.
I just found myself earlier this week, like, thinking forward to my future E3 self